There are two scans for your baby. First scan at 11 to 14 weeks, second scan at 18 to 20 weeks. An easy guide to screening scans when you are pregnant. Inside this booklet, your choice. About the first scan results. About the second scan results. Your choice. This booklet has information about the scans you can have. The scans can find problems with your baby before it is born. If we find a problem, we can give you information or tell you what special care your baby may need when he or she is born. The scans cannot find every problem. You can choose if you want to have the scans. The scan results can help you make choices about your care when you are pregnant. If you are worried, you can talk to your midwife or doctor. We only show the results of the scan to health staff who need to see them. It is important to tell your midwife about any health problems you have. About the first scan. If you are between 11 and 14 weeks pregnant, you can have a scan to look for the baby's heartbeat, see how many babies there are, measure your baby, and tell you when your baby is due to be born. The scan of the baby is taken through your tummy. You can have the scan if you are between 11 and 14 weeks pregnant. It is best not to bring children to the scan. Do not have a wee for about an hour before the scan. This is what happens during the scan. 1. You lie on a bed. 2. You pull up your top and your skirt or pull your trousers down to your hips. This will leave your tummy bare. 3. A special gel is put on your tummy, which makes sure the scan works well. The gel is sometimes cold. 4. A probe is pushed over your tummy. It may feel uncomfortable for you. The scan will give you a black and white picture of your baby. Most scans show the baby is healthy. The scan may find problems. Rarely, the baby may no longer be alive. You may want someone to come with you for support. The scan will not hurt the baby. The person doing your scan will tell you what they find. Most scans are fine and the baby looks healthy. First scan results. If there is a chance that there are any problems, we may ask you to see an expert. They may either scan you again or give you more choices. About the second scan. If you are between 18 and 20 weeks pregnant, you can have a scan to look for problems with your baby's bones, heart, brain, spine, face, kidneys, and abdomen, tummy. The scan of the baby is taken through your tummy. You can have the scan if you are between 18 and 20 weeks pregnant. It is best not to bring children to the scan. Do not have a wee for about an hour before the scan. This is what happens during the scan. 1. You lie on a bed. 2. You pull up your top and your skirt or pull your trousers down to your hips. This will leave your tummy bare. 3. A special gel is put on your tummy, which makes sure the scan works well. The gel is sometimes cold. 4. A probe is pushed over your tummy. It may feel uncomfortable for you. The scan will give a black and white picture of your baby. Most scans show the baby is healthy. The scan may find problems with your baby. You may want someone to come with you for support. The scan will not hurt your baby. The person doing your scan will tell you what they find. Most scans are fine and the baby looks healthy. Second scan results. If there is a chance that your baby has a problem, we may ask you to see an expert. They may either scan you again or give you another test called a diagnostic test. The diagnostic test has a small chance of about 1 in 100 of making you miscarry. If you miscarry, the baby will not live. You will be able to talk about the test with your midwife. You can say no to this test. This next test may be an amniocentesis. This means that a very thin needle is put into your tummy. This takes a tiny bit of fluid from around the baby. The fluid can be tested for problems. Some women who are told that there are problems with their baby's body decide to carry on with the pregnancy. Some women who are told that there are problems with their baby's body decide they do not want to carry on with the pregnancy. They have an abortion. This means the baby does not live. If there are problems with your baby's body, we will give you support to decide whether or not to have an abortion. This is your decision. It is important to tell your midwife if you move home. That is the end of the recording.